Can I ask you now, Colin, to explain and describe the origins of the Barossa Vintage Festival?
Yes. Yes, well, it was prior to 47. I think the first meeting was at the end of 46, where Bill Seppel called main wineries together, representatives from the main wineries, the councils, the chairman of the councils, or if he couldn't come, the clerk, and any other interested person who was, you know, interested in forming a vintage festival in the Barossa. And we decided to give it a go in 1947, during the 1947 vintage. And of course, that was the same. I should have mentioned that that was the centenary of Orlando, Gramps Orlando. I represented the company, and we decided, Bill Seppel explained some of the vintage festivals he had seen while he was studying in Europe just prior to the war, the Second World War. We decided the first festival to have it in the form of a ball, a vintage ball. And we chose the Institute, Neuriotpe Institute. We realized it was so successful. The only thing is, at that time, we were not allowed to have any wine, liquor, near a dance floor. So we couldn't, as we were able to do in the following year, we had a few powwows with the police commissioner, and he could eventually see our point, and we had were given a special license. And of course, it was only, you remember the pony port glass? Yeah, nothing bigger than that. And that was the start. And of course, in 48, we included the Queen competition. Well, we had the Queen competition, but we had the, in 48 was the parade, yes. And in 48, and perhaps I should explain the format. What we decided was that we'd have the festival committee, and then we'd have the branch committees in the towns, like Greenock, Maralanga, Eden Valley, Tanunda, Neuriotpe, Rollers Flat, Lindock. And they would have a queen representing their area, and also put in a float for her in the parade. And boy, they were floats, those early days. The time and the expertise that went on there, some of those floats were really terrific. I always feel is the vintage festival was the start of people thinking Barossa-minded, not town-minded. And that's that was the best part of the vintage festival. It put Barossa where it should be and brought people in. And of course, thankfully, the Tourist Bureau were right behind it. Martin Dalwitz was the representative for the Tourist Bureau in Neuriotpe. And he, because he was on the committee, and we got a lot of help from the Tourist Bureau.
Did it grow and expand very quickly?
Yes, yes it did. Because as it increased in attendance, so you had to give them a little bit more. That's then I in my time, when I was president, I took over after Schultz. He must have done it for quite a few years, And it was a stage when we were holding it every year, and all of a sudden we were losing interest. It was too much year after year.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to alternate, and eventually worked it out that the Adelaide Festival was held fortnightly, so we had it on in between.
Biannually?
Biannually, yes. Yes, there was a stage when we nearly lost it, and thankfully, and then of course, when I took over for three festivals, I brought in the Vine Garden. That, boy, that brought crowds. We had no trouble filling the, as a lot of people called it, the Chook House, the show hall. Yes, when you think back, that was a wonderful move. And amazingly enough, too, at the same time as the switch from fortified to table wine, because I don't know where some of the evenings would have finished if it was still fortified wine.